The capacity at the IU Auditorium is 3,200. The Buskirk Chumley can accommodate 640. The Bishop has a cap of 200. Mitchell Duncan's basement can fit 50 people.
Very low. So have you had band members who have had to, like, duck and play?
Yeah, probably. They've had to, like, strategize where they stood down here because there's some low pipes and things.
The washer-dryer is on one end of the room. The band sets up underneath the staircase, and the audience gets cozy with the poles, low-slung pipes, and dips in the floor. He's been throwing house shows for 7 years, and he just moved into his current space, which is a rental. This house isn't easy to find. Like many hosts for house shows, he doesn't advertise the address. Instead, houses have nicknames, so people in the scene know where to go. It's a form of crowd control, and it helps them keep a low profile in anticipation of noise violations.
This house actually doesn't have a name yet, which has been a thing that I don't mind not having a name, but a lot of people are like, come on, you gotta get a house name. Like, what's the deal with that?
No address, no house name. So how are you supposed to find the show? This is a community that thrives on word-of-mouth advertising. Want to break into the scene? You have to know somebody. Perhaps it's gotten so exclusive that even Bloomington insiders don't know about the house shows.
It seemed like the house shows stopped for some reason, or have slowed down significantly.
Dan Coleman books talent for the Bishop, and he's the owner of Spirit of 68 Promotions. He connects attendance at shows with interest in local bands, both of which he thinks are down right now. But that's not what Natasha Buhner-Kemper has observed.
And there are so many house shows happening in Bloomington, it seems like every band will play at least one.
I tried to attend the last house show she threw. I saw the event on Facebook. It started at 8 p.m., so I contacted a friend in the scene who knew where the house was. When we arrived, it was dead. Apparently, there was another show happening at another house that same night, so Buhner-Kemper's show started several hours late.
Actually, I think that's a pretty common thing in the house show world. There's a term, punk time, which basically means if you say your show's going to start at 8, there's probably a good chance that it's going to start around, like, actually 9 or 10.
Eventually, about 50 people attended this free, all-ages event, two characteristics that make house shows special in Bloomington. Many commercial venues in town are 21 and over, and they almost always charge a cover.
There will never be anyone turned away from a house show, as far as I understand. No one's ever going to be standing at the door saying, no, you can't come in if you can't afford it, if you didn't bring any money. The goal is to have people there experiencing, you know, music.
There's usually a suggested donation that the hosts collect by passing a hat around. All the money then goes to the bands, especially if there were any out-of-town groups. Buhner-Kemper is a musician as well. She's in the band Ray Creature. Being in a local band, she never gets paid to play a house show, but that's fine by her.
I mean, for me, I guess the point doesn't really have anything to do with money. My mom is constantly asking me, so did you make money at that show? How much did you guys get paid? That's never really been a concern for me. Of course, if we're touring, that's a big concern. But as far as playing in town, it's really been rewarding for me just to be connected to the scene and, like, make friends and talk music and just, I don't know, it's such a great community here. It's like nowhere else I've ever lived, so.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.